Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Tomorrow marks the 1st of July, and as we wind up the month of June, some important deadlines to remember. As we mentioned last week, the Master Gardener training that will take place this fall will be offered online, and tomorrow, July 1st, is the last day to get signed up for that class. The training will be offered online and self-paced, including 17 online modules that trainees can participate in at their own pace from home. If that's something that you are interested in, we'd be more than happy to chat with you if you have any questions about that. We can host the training here if you have questions about internet connectivity. So if you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener, you can find that sign-up link on our website and sign up to do it online at home, or you can give us a call and we'd be happy to walk you through the process of getting signed up to participate in the class here in the office. The Master Gardener program is open to anyone who's passionate about volunteering and gardening. No previous gardening knowledge is required. The program helps participants to grow in knowledge about gardening best practices and covers a variety of topics, everything from turf grass to insects to trees, shrubs, vegetables, ornamentals, sustainable landscaping, mulching, and lots of yard management practices are also included in those 17 training sessions. Each course module includes a book chapter, lecture video, online discussion board, and a follow-up quiz. Cass County Master Gardener program will also be offering several hands-on training workshops here locally to help supplement the online training videos and help participants meet other Master Gardener trainees from Cass and surrounding counties. Master Gardener training has been offered in the state of Iowa ever since 1977, and we've had Master Gardeners active here in Cass County since the early 80s. Master Gardeners, once they have completed the training, do volunteer in their community, making contributions such as donating vegetables to food pantries, leading community beautification projects, and maintaining demonstration gardens at local parks and on the fairgrounds here. Again, if you are interested in learning more about the training and becoming a Master Gardener, you can check that article out on our Cass County Extension website and get your application in by Thursday, July 1st. That class does begin in mid-August. We hope you will join us in becoming a Master Gardener this fall. Also want to remind any folks who are planning to participate in the 4-H or FFA shows at the Cass County Fair in 2021. We are excited to be back to normal for fair activities and judging this year, which means we're back to normal deadlines for fair entries. Anyone planning on showing livestock at the 2021 Cass County Fair needs to get those entries in through your club leader or FFA chapter advisor by this Friday, July 2nd at 4:30. All of those need to be back here at the office, so be sure to work with your leader or advisor to get those livestock entries turned in and entry fees paid. If you're planning on participating in many of our other contests, those entries can be brought in here to the Extension office anytime between now and July 2nd. That includes many of our communication contests, such as Share the Fun, Extemporaneous Speaking, as well as some of our other contests that happen during fair, like Decorator Showcase and Best of Iowa, Table Setting, King and Queen Judging, and so many more. Lots of fun things to participate in, so we hope to see those entry forms come into our office yet this week. And finally, some tips. If you are interested in pollinators and bugs, some fun species that people are seeing right now, there's been an invasion of brown moths in Iowa and lots of phone calls coming into our yard and garden line on campus. Those brown moths are not actually moths, they're actually butterflies called the Hackberry Emperor butterfly. They engage in a behavior called puddling when they swarm around puddles of mud, dirt, or other water sources and drink water to get minerals and salts that are not present in flower nectar. Hackberry emperor butterflies start out as eggs, then their caterpillars feed on hackberry foliage. They do cause a little bit of defoliation on hackberry trees, but usually do not cause long-term harm. If you have seen these brownish-colored moths or butterflies all over the place, there's not a specific reason why they are so many this year, so enjoy the butterflies, as it's not likely we will see this many again next year. Also, if you are interested in pollinators and insects, I invite you to check out the story walk that is currently installed in the Cass County Master Gardener Garden here to the north of the community center on the fairgrounds. The story walk features a variety of ways that youth can explore bugs and plants in the garden, including some take-home materials such as a pollinator planting kit. If you'd like to check that out, the story walk is installed and open to the public to walk through anytime and learn more about pollinators and insects in the garden. So I encourage you to check that out the next time you are here near the fairgrounds. It's a fun little walk through the garden. For more information on upcoming events, deadlines, and activities, including all those registration forms to get signed up for FAIR, you can check out the Cass County Extension website, stop by the office at 805 West 10th in Atlantic, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.